Thank you very much. Sami Amin.
Thank you. I have 2 points and questions related to them. One is that you said that the objective of the U.S. strategy since always is to make impossible a strong, and I would add, democratic Arab region. Contrary, this view is not shared by everybody. Many people, including within the Arab countries, think that it is in the interest of capitalism to have that region flourishing, because it would be a large market, provided, of course, it is flourishing in association with dominant capital in general. That is not my view, and I share your view totally. The strategic target of really existing capitalism, not an imaginary system, is to have that region weak, because they cannot, a democratic and strong, and to be strong, it would be to be associated with some form of democracy at least, a strong and democratic Arab region, or a strong and democratic Iraq, would make impossible the direct control of oil. And since that is the prevalent target, the target is to have the region as weak and undemocratic as possible. The ideal for the US has been and continues to be the Saudi type, or even better, Qatar, oil and no people. That is the target for the region. And what happened in 91, which you mentioned, is the proof of that, one more proof of that. Because had the United States at that point in time not moved militarily into Iraq, but just supported by providing some aid, the insurgents, well, we would have today a democratic and strong Iraq. Democratic. And they did not want that. That is why they needed to occupy it directly in order to destroy it. The target is not to reconstruct, but to further destroy the country, destroy its technical capacity, which has been developed, scientific capacity, destroy everything in order to have only oil and control it. And I think that this should be, I think it's your view, but if it's your view, I would like to hear you, or if it's not, repeat it. The second point is related to that. One of the major tools of the U.S. hegemony is what I'm calling the dollar-oil-standard, not Standard Oil as a company, but oil standard. It's not the dollar standard that we have. It's the dollar oil standard that is its most important, and particularly to reduce the dangers and the vulnerability of the deficit of the U.S. balance, to have a trade on oil made in dollar. That relates to the point which was raised this morning. When Saddam appeared as an enemy, exactly the day after, not a day before and not 3 days after, the day after, was after the moment that he entered in negotiations with Europeans to sell his oil in euro. The Europeans were afraid enough, due to the reasons which superbly Armand Kless have described yesterday, to reject that, not to accept it. They were afraid. But then it appeared that Saddam is an enemy, really, independently of whether he was a dictator or that is of no importance. And just to add, the same thing was repeated with Gaddafi. Gaddafi offered to the European to sell his oil in euros. The Europeans were so afraid of being bad with the Americans that they rejected, and which pushed Gaddafi to move towards the United States, as we see it as a result. So I think this also shows that the target of controlling and direct, and they have no means of controlling but by direct military control of oil, the whole very important basis, not the exclusive one, but very important basis to the hegemonic strategy of the US would break down. And I think that this is completing your argument on oil. Thank you.
حول الولايات المتحدة والديمقراطية. الولايات المتحدة تعلن رسميا وفي كل حكوماتها أنه هي معادية للحركات اليسارية لأن الحركات مناهضة للرأسمالية وخصوصا مناهضة للرأسمالية الأقوى وهي الولايات المتحدة، هي مناهضة بتعادي الحركات القومية الأساسية، وعندنا في المنطقة الحركة الناصرية من جهة وحزب البعث من جهة أخرى، تعادي الحركة الإسلامية، والنتيجة أنه هذه إذا كانت البلدان في إقامة ديمقراطية مع معاداة هذه التيارات الأساسية في الحركة الشعبية العربية، فمثل ما نقول من يضل؟ لن يبقى أي حركة سياسية مستقلة سوى مع الحركة المرتبطة بالولايات المتحدة، الأشخاص المرتبطين بالولايات المتحدة، وهذه هي مشكلة من مشاكل الولايات المتحدة في العراق، اعتمدت على ناس ما عندهم أي وجود شعبي، لأن الحركات الأساسية بالمنطقة هي اليسار والحركة الإسلامية والحركة القومية، مهما كان حكمنا عليها، مهما كانت الخلافات فيما بينها. هذه من جهة. من جهة أخرى، الولايات المتحدة البلدان النفطية نهائيا ما فيها ديمقراطية، ما في بلد نفطي هام في ديمقراطية. السبب هو بطبيعة الصناعة النفطية وطبيعة الحصول على الامتيازات، هي تعتمد على الاتفاق مع أشخاص قلائل للحصول على امتيازات. لما الشعوب تأخذ عن طريق الديمقراطية أمورها في إيدها، ما من الممكن أن تعطي نفس النوع من الامتيازات للولايات المتحدة، ولهذا أنا ما أحسب. الشيء الثالث أنه الاحتلال، الكلام عن الديمقراطية، الاحتلال والديمقراطية، الاحتلال بحد ذاته هو إلغاء لإرادة شعب في أن يحكم نفسه بنفسه. فأنا ما أعتقد أكو يعني موجود أي علاقة بين الولايات المتحدة وبين الديمقراطية في بلداننا.